And so we begin this practice with the awareness that God is with us as we are, that God loves us for who we are, that God loves us more than we want to be loved. And in acknowledging the presence of the divine, we let our hearts rest, we quiet our minds, we find peace in our bodies. We trust that God is not as hard on us as we are on ourselves. We trust that God wants to answer our prayers more than we want our prayers answered. And so affirming the presence of God within us, among us, we breathe. And in finding our breath, we consent. And in the second movement of this prayer, we open our hearts with gratitude. Thankful for the gifts that we've received, those that we were aware and conscious of, those that we didn't even take time to consider. With gratitude, we allow our hearts to blossom like a flower in the sunlight. With gratitude, we allow our hearts to become receptive, to hear what's been said to us, but we failed to listen. With gratitude, we find the breath in our lungs. With gratitude, we find the gift of the sacred moment, the luxury of this weekend. And with gratitude, we receive the beauty of those around us tonight. And with hearts of gratitude, we surrender ourselves to God. In the third movement of this prayer, we rummage through our day, looking for a consolation. A moment that we wish would have just lasted, or that we could have stayed in a little bit longer. We rummage through our day looking for a consolation, a place when we felt safe or free, a moment when we felt at peace or loved, a moment when we felt alive. We begin with the morning and waking up with anticipation, some of us with a long journey ahead, leaving our homes, beginning to make our way to Schuyler, Nebraska. We rummage through this day, reflecting back on those moments of disconnecting from what we feel tied to. We rummage through our day, remembering the people that we've met, making new friends and reconnecting with old. We rummage through this day, and as we search for this consolation, we allow ourselves to be surprised at these moments, these glimpses, these snapshots of beauty. And so maybe it was playing with our child. Maybe it was a meal that we enjoyed. Maybe it was a piece of music that we heard. Maybe it was a story that was told to us. Maybe it's the moment that we finally felt detached, that we could leave our stresses and strains behind for a weekend. Whatever it was, we allow ourselves to be held in that memory, in that feeling, in that presence of God, in that embrace of peace, in that moment of love. And then being held in that consolation, we listened to what it was saying to us. We listen beyond the words. We listen beyond the moment and the experience to hear what it was that God wanted to communicate to us. Maybe it was the affirmation that we're good enough and that we will be okay. Maybe it was the truth that we are loved or that we are beautiful. Maybe it was the grace that we have been forgiven or that we can move on. That we don't have to be afraid anymore. That we don't have to be ashamed anymore. That we don't have to be in control. That we can be who we are. And that we can be free. In that moment of consolation, whatever it is, we breathe it in, allowing it to make an impression on our spirits. And not setting it down, nor allowing ourselves to be set down by it, we also rummage through this day looking for a desolation, a moment of resistance. A moment of guilt, of shame, of regret. A moment where we put ourselves back on trial. A moment where we wouldn't let ourselves off the hook. A moment where we let someone else's opinions of us control who we knew ourselves to be. A memory that we try to avoid. A person who's hurt us or a person that we've hurt, that we've tried to forget. An anxiety. A doubt. Whatever that desolation is, whatever that experience of resistance in us may be, we tell ourselves the truth about it. We face it. And rather than cowering from it, rather than avoiding it, rather than lying to ourselves about it, we name what it is, and we name what it's done to us, to our relationships, to our faith. We tell ourselves the truth that it's not a person or a memory, but it's our inability to accept that person. Our inabilities or our unwillingness to let go of that memory. We tell ourselves the truth about it, that we've identified ourselves with these pains, these fears. And maybe some of us are afraid of who we might be when we move on, even in our own restoration, in our own healing. We've grown comfortable in these places. And so we name these desolations. With the eyes wide open, we face them. And with courage, we move into the fourth movement of this prayer, where we give this over to God, where we release the control that it may have on us. And so for some of us, we cry out for help. We're tired. We don't know what to do anymore. For some of us, we offer contrition and sorrow, and we apologize to God, to ourselves. And facing this desolation, we allow this to be a grace, to be a severe mercy, to be an invitation to wholeness, to restoration. And in facing this desolation, in practicing consent, we move into the final movement of this prayer, which is returning to our breath, reminding ourselves of hope, of possibilities, of new beginnings. We're reminded as the sun rises on a new day, it is a form of a baptism, a new beginning, new opportunities to practice our freedoms, to receive love, to breathe in peace, to hear the voice of God that speaks over us gently, lovingly, with acceptance and affirmation, and with this hopeful resolution for a new tomorrow, we rest. We trust. We release. We breathe in. And we breathe out the goodness of God, who sees us for who we are, and who invites us into more. Amen.